Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think it's year two systematically. Obviously, Aaron being a veteran that he is and is an asset there. We have new unique tools, if you will. DK is a matchup issue in one-on-one circumstances. You've already seen evidence of that. Jonnu's a guy we like to get the ball to, et cetera. I just think that it's year two of the system. We got some new tools at our disposal that have assets.
That's Mike Tomlin talking about the Steelers' red zone offense, which is one of the areas where they've been elite this year, second in the NFL, converting 87.5% of the time when they're down there into touchdowns. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, Steelers insider, joins us now. He's brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Good morning to you, Ray. How are you today?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Outstanding.
Yep.
We are doing very well. Ray, the Steelers have scored on each of their first possessions, two touchdowns and a field goal. Aaron Rodgers also has two game-winning drives. Mike Tomlin said he's encouraged by the offense in that it's on the up and up. Do you share that same sentiment?
You know, I was thinking about this yesterday. You know, if I would have said before the season that DK Metcalf was going to score 11 touchdowns and have 750 receiving yards, would you think that's a good season, a bad season, or a so-so season?
I'll take the touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what he's on pace for. So, you know, we could sit here and complain about, you know, Jaylen Warren being the team's leading receiver, which in many ways is absurd, but they are scoring touchdowns. And that was Tomlin's point yesterday. I asked him that question about the red zone. DK is a matchup problem down there. He really is. I don't know why Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth aren't being utilized more down there, but maybe it's just the fact that they're not there enough. You know, Aaron Rodgers said last week they got to get down there four times a game. Well, they've only been down there eight times, so they're kind of behind that pace. They got to get better. They got to get more consistent, but I do think once they get down there more, this is an offense that potentially can score more points.
Ray, what do you think about the coaching matchup in this game on Sunday? Brian Flores, Kevin O'Connell, Arthur Smith, Terrell Austin, Mike Tomlin. Do you feel like the Steelers are at a disadvantage in the coaching matchup?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Brian Flores is a guy who has evolved over the years, and Mike made a point of this yesterday. He really takes a little bit from each stop where he's been on his career. You know, obviously coached for a great coach in Bill Belichick, was on his own for a little bit in Miami, and then he spent a year in Pittsburgh before he went to the Vikings. And, you know, I think when a coach is able to evolve like that over years, I think that makes him better. You know, you're not going to be able to have a beat on him. Having said that, you know, we are a couple years removed from Brian being here. I know Mike probably knows some of his tendencies. I think maybe that's an advantage for Mike, but obviously Brian knows how the Steelers want to play, and he knows Mike as well. So in the end, it's probably going to be a wash, but he's a really talented DC, and I think it's only a matter of time, if NFL owners are open-minded, that he will be a head coach again someday soon.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's interesting you talk about Brian Flores and the things he's taken from each of his stops. Is there anything you see systematically in the Steelers' defense that you think they got from Brian Flores when he was here?
You know, not really. You know, I mean, Brian over the years, he's blitzed more. I think the Steelers are doing more of that this year just because of circumstances. I think once they get healthy that maybe they're going to get back to playing the way that Mike wants to play, rush four and cover in the back end. I think that's his formula when they're healthy, when Joey Porter and Deshaun Elliott come back, and then you can move Jalen Ramsey around the way you envision. So I don't really sense a lot of that. I think, I don't want to say Brian was in the background here, but it wasn't like he was the DC. He was the linebackers coach who, had a different type of role. But I just don't know if he was here long enough to leave that type of an imprint on Tomlin or the Steelers.
Ray, do you think we'll see even more Cole Holcomb on Sunday? Even though, Peyton Wilson, I know they split basically reps. I think it was 50% and 47%. Do you think we'll see even more Cole Holcomb?
Yeah, I think especially in the base, I think he was good against the run. And, obviously had that big play early in the football game that, gave them a leg up on the Patriots and allowed them to get control of that game early. Tomlin mentioned it yesterday. He's a downhill thumper. He's good in the run game. And unfortunately for Peyton Wilson, and they really tried, guys. I mean, they tried to make him a three-down player. But it just doesn't seem like he's built to be a force in the running game. And, you hate to pigeonhole a guy in year two, but it seems like at this point, maybe until he can get bigger or a little bit more seasoned, that he's probably just going to be a cover linebacker in sub packages, and that's okay. In today's NFL, he's going to play half the game like he did on Sunday. But, yeah, for right now, I think Holcomb is the guy. We'll see what happens when Malik Harrison comes back. Malik was brought in here to be a run defender too, so I'm not sure how that's going to shake out. But I thought for his first start in, 19 months or whatever it is, 20 months, I thought he did very well.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ray, do you think Mike Tomlin is calling this defense a little bit more conservatively in terms of the back end coverage because of all the injuries and new guys? That's what he said. Do you think that's been the case?
Yeah, and they're still having problems lining up, which is amazing. You guys saw the fourth down to Hunter Henry. You just can't allow that. I mean, it's too easy for teams to score in those situations when you leave guys uncovered. So I do believe him. I think that is the case. But the fact that they're still not getting lined up right, to me, is on the coaches. And I just think overall they got to do a better job of coaching the defense. The five turnovers won that game for them. But like Mike said yesterday, you can't count on turnovers every single game. So, I mean, that's their culture. They've been doing it for years. They're very good at it. But at some point they got to be able to stand up and get off the field on third and fourth down. They're among the NFL's worst teams at doing that, both on third and fourth down. They're third down defense, guys. New England converted a third and 13, a third and 10, and a third and 7. And right now they're 28th in the NFL in third down defense, and usually they're upper half of the league. So they got to start playing better overall. The turnovers are nice, but it's just not a sustainable formula.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray, in my opinion, we hadn't seen this in a very long time, excuse me, with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was very refreshing to see a first-round pick look like a first-round pick. How about Derek Harmon's first outing as a Pittsburgh Steeler after coming off of the injury? We haven't seen a first-round pick actually look like a first-round pick, in my opinion, in a long time.
Yeah, how about announcing your presence on your first series, getting a sack, and then, you know, he didn't have great stats, but he was noticeable throughout the game, and he played more than I thought he would. 35 snaps. They told us he was going to be on a pitch count. I suppose that's a pitch count, but that was a significant portion of that football game. So, I mean, I expect him to play even more this week. I thought Y.A. Black played fairly well when he was in there. I think you're going to see more of Equale. You know, if they can get off the field and be in base more, I think you'll see more of Equale. So, they're starting to figure out where the pieces are going to be. You know, Keanu Benton's still going to play, but I think maybe he's going to split time with Equale. So they're starting to figure out where guys are going to go. Maybe the bye week is when they actually get it all figured out and they're better, you know, in the second portion of the season. But, yeah, for right now, they just got to continue to figure out ways to win until Elliott and Porter get back. Maybe they're back this week, and that helps too, but they certainly need their full roster to be the defense they want to be.
Right, Mike Tomlin blamed the defense not getting off the field for the lack of running game by the Steelers. Yeah. What do you think is the biggest actual issue with the running game?
Yeah, that was an interesting way to go about it. They're just not very good up front. You know, I was watching a lot of the Lions game and their offensive line against the Ravens. And I know the Ravens aren't very good on defense now, but the one thing you notice about the Detroit Lions is they secure the first level with the line of scrimmage, and then their offensive line peel off on the second level, and then they go get the linebackers. The Steelers don't do that. There was this one clip where Penny Sewell and the guard just took the defensive lineman 3 to 5 yards up the field, right into Roquan Smith's lap, and Smith, an all-pro linebacker, he's helpless in that situation. And the Steelers just don't do that well enough. There's a lot of leakage there up front, guys penetrating through, obviously not getting to the linebacker. So there's a ton of issues there. I suppose if you want to look on the bright side, Rodgers wasn't sacked against the Patriots. That's good and all, but just overall, the offensive line play hasn't been good enough through the first three games.
Ray, does Roman Wilson exist?
He exists because I think he has one catch in three games, but it just seems like they're going to ride with Metcalf and Austin, and you know everything. You know, Skoranek scored the first week, but he's probably not going to be a big part of it. Roman Wilson's probably not going to be a big part of it. I mean, they're going to be focused on the two starting wideouts, Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth. And until there's an injury, I just don't see how Roman Wilson is a big factor in this offense. Yeah, he had a nice camp and everything, but the preseason is the preseason. And for whatever reason, whether it's playing time or chemistry with Rodgers, he just doesn't seem to be a big part of things at this point.
Ray, I know you're not going to Ireland. Jason Mackey's over there standing in the town square filming videos. He also ate chicken wings in Ireland. Do you think that's a good move? I mean, that was kind of odd to me. You can get chicken wings here. Maybe go a little fish and chips.
Yeah, I mean, you're the Ireland expert. What should he be getting over there? Like hash and Guinness, right? I mean,
really, it's Guinness first, and then whatever else makes its way into you, I think you'll take as a distant second, Ray.
Yeah, I saw he did have a Guinness, so I guess I'll give him points for that.
There you go. Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette staying stateside for this game. Ray, appreciate your time, as always, and we will talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
See you.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Fittipaldo, great man of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.